All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., the man who is pleased and honored to be your loyal host as we continue our discussion of our environment that is under siege. I was mentioning how President Trump is moving towards this so-called national emergency because of the move away from the use of coal empowering our electricity grid, but rather the use of other energy sources in powering our electricity grid. National emergency. There are other politicians who really don't care much about the environment, don't do a lot to protect it. And quite a few of them have a problem with the direction that President Trump is taking the nation. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski describes the plan as just another example of picking the winners and losers. The former chair, chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, John Wellinghoff, who is a Democrat, but centrist enough to have been appointed to the commission by George W. Bush, who was also no great friend to the environment, one who threw cold water on the valid science that confirms climate change as causes, as worsening condition. Even John Wellinghoff calls the Trump plan a Soviet-style system. Nora Brownell, another Bush-era FERC commissioner, says that the putrid fumes of the swamp are causing hallucinations, referring to Trump's plan. She says they've tried everything else to help their friends, and they are now subverting national security. We're moving forward, and think about that now. They are now subverting national security. A president who loves to talk about national security. And we have been told time and time again by a number of people that if we have a vulnerable electricity grid system, then we are vulnerable. We are at risk. Our national security is diminished. And in order to help with an energy source, help push an energy source that is very, very dirty, very harmful to our health, and to help who are some are calling his friends in the process, Donald Trump wants to continue to push to have coal power our electricity grid. Subvert our national security in the process. Grid operators agree. The PJM Interconnect, which is the nation's largest electricity market, where many of the coal plant retirements are happening, states in a press release, there is no need for such drastic action. This electricity powerhouse says there is ample supply capacity in the system to shutter aging coal plants in an orderly manner. It's bad enough that Donald Trump wants to keep the coal going, but even coal plants that are old and need to be shut down, according to this electricity market, our president says no. He wants to keep these dinosaurs alive and keep them playing a major role in our national security. Is that the way we need to be going? President Trump and Energy Secretary Rick Perry's plan to rescue the coal plants is patently unwise, the council says. The facilities pollute our environment and can't compete with other energy generators. cannot compete. They can't keep up. But President Trump is moving in this direction anyway. And I'm wondering, what problems will he be causing for us years down the road? The fact that he wants the nation to reverse course, and instead of going with the better energy generators, he wants them to turn back the clock and revive these old dying coal plants, put them fully back into the system. That's going to take time. That's going to cost money. So immediately, harm is being done. How much worse would that harm be 8 years from now, 10 years from now, 12 years from now? The facilities pollute the environment and cannot compete with other energy generators. If they could, they wouldn't be in the planning phases of being shut down. But it's also worth noting that this is what they consider an abuse of power. The statute on which Trump and Perry rely is designed for true emergencies. An emergency basically is something that is sudden, unforeseen, and or dangerous. The retirement of coal plants is not something that is sudden. As I mentioned, they're in the planning stages, and there is a planned, orderly, systematic shutdown of these aging plants in place. So the retirement of the coal plants is not something that's sudden. The retirement of the coal plants is not unforeseen. It is planned. And the retirement of the coal plants is not something that is dangerous. The retirement of these old coal plants that pollute our environment is necessary, that pollute our environment so much more than other energy generators, other energy sources. We need to be shutting it down. It is not an emergency at all. Shutting them down is not an emergency. Keeping them alive is not an emergency. No matter which direction at which you look at this, no matter which angle you approach it from, there is no emergency involved. Is our president just choosing to be dishonest with us? National emergency? I want to let you know that on Sunday, we're going to be continuing to pursue the peace as we continue our discussion of the decision that had been made to tear children from their parents. The focus this time, though, will be the response of the many, many, many millions of Americans who applauded President Trump's decision to tear these children from their parents, with most of these people probably not being able to give any in-depth discussions as to why it was right to do that. They just knew it was being done and applauded having children, even babies, torn from their parents. What does their reaction, their applause of that kind of situation say to us about where we're headed when it comes to peace? That and more will be discussed on Sunday. I want you to be sure to join us. Speaking with on 1550 AM The Voice and on speakingwith.com, simply by clicking on Listen Online at your convenience. Back in a few.